Hey, this is Jam and James Riley of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and now we've got something special for you. Now, we couldn't squeeze in all of the great Web Wilder tunes and interview segments that we wanted to in just 1 hour, so here's some bonus footage for your listening pleasure. Let's get right into it. It's interesting, the vinyl surge, and it is among a younger crowd, you know, going out to record store day and record shows and stuff. It mostly, it's people my age and older that are the collectors or something, but then it's the younger people that are just trying to dig through finding, you know, some Hendrix or Zeppelin or something just to add to the collection.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a slippery slope as to which artists have the vinyl demographic. I hope that this album eventually comes out on vinyl. I would like to see it happen. I got high praise from a musician friend of mine with great ears who said that this CD sounds like vinyl.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, it's an all digital recording, but we minded the level of mastering very closely. As it inevitably comes out, I'm a huge Stones fan.
Yeah.
And guys, if you're listening, I love you. But you've done a disservice to your own incredible intellectual property with the mastering on some of these reissues. The Beatles remasters sound great. Abbey Road, you know, they got the lab coats. They're like serious, right?
Yeah.
But some of these Stones reissues suffer from what is now called brick wall mastering. What we're talking about, folks, is they make them so loud, they make them also bright, and they just don't sound like they used to. And instead of finding your own happy spot on the volume, it's just loud everywhere.
Yeah.
And it really just doesn't have the same ratio of sounds to one another that it once did. You destroy what is known as the dynamic range.
Sure, absolutely. That's a great point.
Everybody else knew but me. I've been around enough to know when I've been had, body and soul deep down inside. I feel you walking all over my pride. Only a fool could go on hoping for what can never be. Since you've been gone, deep right to the bone in my heart. I've always known it's you for me, even if it's a tragedy. Only a fool would go on hoping for what can never be. Since you've been gone,
for you. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, and that's such a common colloquialism. It's a cliche, I guess, which sometimes is your friend in songwriting because it's a hook everybody gets.
Sure.
You know, Joe McMahon had begun working with Patrick Sweeney, and I met Patrick and was impressed. He's a great talent and very soulful. Goes way back with Dan Auerbach and those folks. They're all from Ohio. And I started talking to him about Joe Tex, and like Greg Martin, he starts quoting chapter and verse on the singles. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. And I remember some Joe Tex singles, but he just seemed to really know rhythm and blues, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, well, man, I've been wanting to kind of write like a Joe Tex kind of song, and I don't know that we achieved that. But he came over to the house, and we started it. And it was sort of like 70% there, and somewhere along the line, I began writing with Hadley. So there's plenty of songs that three people wrote. So I said, Patrick, how do you feel about this? Is it okay to bring him in on it? He said, sure. So then we wrote it, and then Tom Comet had brilliant arrangement ideas on it. And then we brought the McCrarys in, Ann and Regina. And Regina did her inimitable tambourine playing. And then Brian Owings came and did the percussion. So I'm real proud of that track. It's kind of like some Sly and the Family Stone wannabes meet the Beatles.
Yeah.
Because it's got that real Beatley solo stuff that Bob did.
Fix it, that's no joke, admit it. Well, I got you this far, so stick with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now you drive an old car, it's got a junkyard hood, but it's all paid for, and it runs real good. Why you wanna trade it, get your wig.
Tell me about the story behind Too Much Sugar for a Nickel.
My mother she's passed away, but she was from a tiny little place. There's a little town outside of Hattiesburg called Richton, and there's a country community outside of that called Sand Hill. And she grew up in the Depression and everything in rural Mississippi, and she had a lot of country colloquialisms, you know, one of which was if something was basically too good to be true. She said, that's too much sugar for a nickel. And I'd never heard anyone else say that.
Yeah.
And so naturally, one day I started writing a song and got so far with it, took it to Hadley and he helped me write it. And now we're getting some pretty good feedback on it.
Yeah, great song.
Too much sugar for a nickel. Too good to be true. Call off the deal if you feel that it ain't sweet enough for you. Certain kind of fella thinks he might as well make a pass at them all. Stumbles onto someone who looks like you do. It takes a swing at the ball. If he's got a rep that's smooth and sweet, that don't mean that it's true. Just trust your intuition. I've got a suspicion he might be sweet talking you. Step right on a time, baby, if you find he's only in it for fun. Artificial sweetening is like a business meeting where no business gets done. There ain't no substitute, baby, for a good-hearted man. I don't think he's the one, but maybe I am. Too much sugar.
The other song that comes from the Drapes repertoire on this album is a song that my band has also done for years but had never recorded. and it's the Otis Rush, It Takes Time.
Oh, it's a great version of that, too.
Thanks.
And a little bit slower, I think, than the original.
It's very different from his, and it just came from the way the Drapes used to do it, because I did that bump, bump, bump. I don't know why, but that's the part I played back then, and I don't think that's on Otis's version.
Yeah.
Watch my loving slow down. I know what it means to be alone. Today you're laughing, pretty baby. Tomorrow you could be crying. Well, you live for today, leave tomorrow on its own. You got a young child that'll make it home. I know what it means to be alone. Today you're laughing, pretty baby. Tomorrow you could be crying. Dog stays, the bad dog fades away. I know what it means to be alone. Today you're laughing, pretty baby. Tomorrow you could be crying. Tomorrow, you couldn't be great.